Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. If you want something different to do with the family, consider the 5th annual Spring Break Benefit Trail Ride at the Hill Country State Natural Area, March 14th through 16th.
The only thing we ask is that you do bring your own horse. We do not have horses for rent.
Debbie Alley, a member of TETRA, which stands for Texas Equestrian Trail Riders Association, is one of the event organizers. She says don't fret if you lack experience in the saddle.
We've had people show up that had never ridden before and didn't know the front of a horse, and you ought to see all the people around them trying to help them. And then we have people that have ridden since they were knee-high to a grasshopper, and they're the ones over there helping the new ones.
Parents are encouraged to bring their children.
We hope that kids will show up, and we cater to the children. We go out of our way to make sure that they get what they need. Like, we have short rides. We have a ride in the morning, then we come back to camp. And we had a ride in the afternoon, then we come back to camp. That way, if the children get tired, they can stay in camp and not wear their parents out by getting bored.
We'll have more on the Spring Break Benefit Trail Ride at the Hill Country State Natural Area tomorrow. In the meantime, find event details and costs at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. Thank you for joining us. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.